Hey guys, welcome back to the Evan and Caitlin podcast, the podcast where personality types are made up and your question and your answers don't matter.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We're going to find out.
I don't know. One thing that I haven't told Caitlin. Okay, so in today's podcast, we're going to be taking a personality test. It's the 16 types. It's the Myers-Briggs test. But one thing I haven't told Caitlin is a long time ago, for my very first internship, I took a personality test.
The same one?
I was so hopeful it was going to be the same one, and I was going to compare, like, are my answers going to be completely different? But the one I took way back in the day, it was like yellow, blue. It was four types in a way. But
so this one's a four types, kind of.
I don't know how it relates. The one I took, like, oh gosh, this was 9 years ago. It's like, I'm not sure how to relate it, but it's like yellow, blue, red, green, and
that's a very bad pie chart. It just says yellow. You're 41% yellow. I don't know what yellow means.
I don't know what it is. So it has an explanation. It says the relating socializer, the harmonizer.
Well, here, we can compare your results and see if there's any like overlapping words.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Let's not get into your old one yet. I think we should jump into the new one.
Okay.
And so the reason we're doing this is we actually get asked about it a decent amount. People trying to like guess our personality types, like, oh, I think you're a INTJ. I don't know what they
all
are. I don't
know why I always remember INTJ.
I always remember INTJ. Maybe that's like a common one. A lot of people are INTJs. I don't know. But everyone, like people will throw out guesses.
Yeah.
And I don't actually know.
And I think each letter stands for something. Like N is intuitive. T is thinking.
J is judging.
F is feeling.
Observant is S. Why is it not O?
And P is prospecting?
Why is observant S? Maybe like it spelled a bad word when it was O.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to like put in another letter.
Yeah. Well, to give an overview of the four categories, and then we might look into the four subtypes within those categories. The first are the analysts. They're intuitive and thinking personality types known for their rationality, impartiality, and intellectual excellence.
Okay. Then we have diplomats, intuitive and feeling personality types known for their empathy, diplomatic skills, and passionate idealism.
Then there's the sentinels, observant and judging personality types known for their practicality and focus on order, security, and stability.
And then explorers, observant and prospecting personality types known for their spontaneity, ingenuity, and flexibility. Those are four categories, yeah. And they each have four smaller categories.
Before we even look at the smaller categories, I'm curious about this. Okay. Because like we're going to be fit into one of these categories. And I think it's really tough because in me, I see mainly exploring, diplomat, and analyst. But a lot in the exploring category.
I think you're going to be an explorer. And I think I'm going to be a sentinel. So yours will be the spontaneity, ingenuity, and flexibility. And mine will be focused on order, security, and stability.
But it's like, we are also definitely like diplomats in a lot of
ways.
That's true. And we, oh my gosh, we analyze so much. We analyze ourselves. We analyze others. We just like.
That's true. I don't know, actually.
Right?
Well, so here's an interesting thing. Oh, and P.S., if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
We are actually going to have our screen shared on the YouTube version of this podcast. So if you typically listen, this might be one that you want to look at if you want to actually see the categories we're looking at. Somehow, I don't know, maybe we'll put it in front of us. Maybe our heads will be blocking it.
Maybe we'll shrink us down or something.
Yeah, maybe we'll shrink us. So did you want to look at the...
Yeah, let's look at the actual like breakdown of them. So the analysts, inside of the analyst category...
Should we do that? I don't know if that's going to be that interesting to listen to.
Okay, let's skip that.
There's 16 of them, you know?
Yeah.
I think just the four overall categories. I will say one note of interest looking at the categories is in the bottom one, the explorer, the one that I think Evan falls into.
Yeah.
It's interesting because the categories are like masters of tools, charming artist, entrepreneurs and entertainers. And if I think about our business, tools, art, entrepreneur, entertainer, that's what we would fit in for the business. But like, yeah. I feel like that's not going to be me. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think that we're going to be sentinels.
I might.
You think?
I'm very orderly.
the like logistician, practical and fact-minded individuals who relate, whose relatability cannot be doubted.
I don't know. Or maybe we'll be diplomats.
Maybe we'll be the diplomats.
No, we're not going to be diplomats. Analysts?
INTJ is the architect. Imaginative and strategic thinkers with a plan for everything.
That's the one I always hear about. I think we should just jump into it.
Let's just jump into it. I'm going to be taking it at the same time that Caitlin is taking it. So we're both going to be taking the test. All right. So the first question is, you enjoy vibrant social events with lots of people. See, these things are so difficult because...
Pretend it's not these times. No.
Yeah, I can do that. But like the thing is, you enjoy vibrant social events with lots of people. For how long? And how frequently? I do enjoy them, but spaced out.
Well, then I think you would be like in the middle. I think if you like enjoy them all the time for long times, then it's like strongly agree. And if
but also, what's my life situation okay, like right
just
there?
Just don't.
am I like, is it summer and I don't have any responsibilities? Or do
no,
I have
it's
like,
life now.
Life now. Oh, yeah.
It's now. It is right now.
Okay. I'm going to do the like slightly agree.
I'm going to do slightly two. I'm going to. So, okay. Just so you guys know what we're talking about. There's a neutral. And then there's three levels of agree and three levels of disagree. I'm going to go the second most extreme disagree.
You know what? I think that I'm like thinking about this more with lots of people. I don't like lots of people. I like vibrant social events with small amounts
small,
of people.
Small groups?
Yeah.
Then maybe you're in the middle.
I'm trying to think like what would count as lots of people? Like ACL?
Yeah, or like a party, like a large party. I would think like...
I'm going to do slightly disagree.
I think I'm actually going to do slightly disagree too. I think instead of the
like
farther
medium
disagree.
Okay.
It's okay. So we're in the same spot on that. Right. Next question.
You
often spend time exploring unrealistic yet intriguing ideas. You are 100% that.
Strongly, the strongest agree there is.
Yeah, I'm going to put myself neutral. Like I can go down a rabbit hole. I maybe slightly disagree. What do you think I am?
Ooh. You can put purposeful time into it, but you have to actively do it. I find myself doing it.
Accidentally.
Accidentally and all the time. That is like so much me.
Yeah. I'm actually going to put slightly disagree. Like, just because our time is so valuable these days, I feel like I'll do it, but only if it's like research for a project that we might do. And then that's
not
like, really. I mean, it could be unrealistic.
No, but then that's focused studied time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm slightly disagree.
Caitlin will often look over at me and I'm just staring off into space. She's like, what are you thinking of? And I'm like, oh, you know, just thinking about how like we could use batteries to rig up to this motor to do like, and she's like, when would we ever do that?
Or Evan's like, I was on this Twitter thread and then I clicked on this person's profile and I wanted to see what kind of videos they did. And I looked at their videos and I was thinking about this and I'm like, that's so many steps. Like I would have stopped myself way earlier in that process. And now Evan is all of a sudden like knows the backstory of this random YouTuber.
I like collecting stuff. Oh, I like collecting like stories, knowledge. Information, knowledge, resources, all of that. Anyways.
It's not that I don't, but my practicality prevents me from doing it. Okay. Next question. Your travel plans are more likely to look like a rough list of ideas than a detailed itinerary.
Strongly disagree?
Yeah, we're pretty detailed with our travel plans.
We're fairly detailed.
I'm a strongly disagree. And it's not that we require... It's not that we have to require like a crazy itinerary and stick to it, but when we're traveling, we don't want to waste time on vacation doing research.
And like that doesn't mean that we're busy all the time. We'll be this is a great place to relax. We'll spend a whole day just there.
But like we're going to look up all the things to do. We're going to look up all the good restaurants. We're going to have a pre-book anything that needs to be pre-booked.
We're going to like download offline all of the maps in the area and we're going to star everything so we can navigate there without internet.
Just because like vacation time is so valuable. You don't want to be doing research.
You don't want to be like on the beach researching like a good place to eat. No, do that when you're at home.
Yeah.
You know, but we also leave room for impromptu stuff. And we do that a lot.
So maybe I am the second most dis.
But like your travel plans, not your traveling.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Travel plans. It's all about the planning.
Very detailed.
Yeah.
Okay.
You often think about what you should have said in a conversation long after it's taken place.
Mm.
I do that, but not much. But like this is another tough thing about the personality test. We don't interact with other people much.
Yeah.
When we did. I did think about what I should have said, but when it's the two of us, we're always around and we always like, we'll revisit a conversation. If we like, hey, you know what? That conversation we had like a few days ago, I've thought more about it and I have more insights that I want to share with you. So we just talk.
Yeah. I think like that's something that I would occasionally do in high school or college.
Yeah.
But not a ton. Not really.
I'm going to be neutral.
I'm going to be pretty, like, medium disagree.
Okay.
If your friend is sad about something, your first instinct is to support them emotionally, not try to solve their problem. It's interesting. My brain, I think, goes to what are solutions, but I know that is probably not what they want. So my brain will sometimes start thinking of solutions, but that's not what I'll bring up.
I'm going to probably be neutral on this too. Cause at the top, it says don't be neutral. Cause that won't lend itself to determining your personality, you know? Cause neutral is like, doesn't put you into any camp. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, if all your answers are neutral, you're not going to get a good...
You're not going to get a good read on, like, your personality. So I want to... Okay, I'm going to go back.
I think you are slightly on the problem-solving side.
I'm slightly on the problem side.
I'm going to say I think I'm a medium agree on the supporting them emotionally, even if my brain will try to go to solve their problems. Like,
but see, that's the thing too. My brain goes to the solve the problems, but I often catch myself and my logic takes over. Like they might just need support. Also, like, you know, through learning with you and, you know, talking with you, I'll often ask, like, if you're upset, like I'll often ask, like, do you want to talk about it or do you want my help?
I think you're on the, I would put you at a medium, either a light disagree or a medium disagree.
Yeah, because it's about your instincts, not your actions.
Yeah. I mean, my instinct is also to support them emotionally, even if I'm coming up with backup solutions to their problem in case they ask. I think I'm on the emotional support side.
Yeah. I'm going to actually go back to the question before this. You often think about what you should have said in conversation long after it's taken place. I'm going to slightly agree.
You know what's funny?
Hmm.
You just went back to a conversation and you rethought it. You changed your answer. Okay, so I'm going to put myself, what did I say, medium agree? I'm going to do medium agree on the support emotionally. Okay.
Whoa, this is weird. Oh, no, we're at the same place. People can rarely upset you. I'm going to be strongly disagree.
Yeah, people can upset me.
People can upset me. Because I think we both care about what people think.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm strongly disagree or medium disagree.
Okay, I might be medium disagree.
Because there's also a lot that, like...
We don't let it get to us in a way. We try not to, but we do really care.
Yeah. Okay. I think medium disagree. Okay, right, next.
10% through. We talk about this a lot, but I'm glad we talk about it. This is the interesting part. Just answering it isn't...
You often rely on other people to be the ones to start a conversation and keep it going. Oh, that's me.
I'm going to do strongly disagree.
I'm going to do strongly agree. Well, I'll do... I'm pretty strongly agree. I'm not the best at small talk. Medium? What do you think I would be? Either medium agree or strongly agree.
I'd say medium because like you can do it. You just don't like
it. I just don't like it. Okay, I'll do medium agree.
Yeah. What do you think? Should I do the strongly disagree or medium disagree?
No, you're a strongly disagree. Okay. You're really good at conversations.
You have to temporarily put your plans on hold. If you have to temporarily put your plans on hold, you make sure it is your top priority to get back on track as soon as possible.
Mm.
I think you might be strongly agree.
Yeah, I think I'm a strongly agree.
Should I be neutral? Slightly agree or slightly disagree?
No, you're in the agree side.
Yeah. It depends on how important the plans are.
I think if it's something you're planning for, it's probably important.
Okay, yeah. I'll be slightly agree.
I think you also have to, like, yes, you could say, like, oh, what if the plan is just I wanted to go to Taco Bell for lunch? And no, I can't. But it's like, that's not really, a, you know. Like, I think, like, oh, we were going to do a video today, but then our AC broke, yep. You know.
Or our computer power supply broke.
That actually did happen. My computer's in the shop.
And the AC broke also.
Yeah, that happened too.
I think that my issue with this is if you have to temporarily put your plans on hold, you make sure it is your top priority to get back on track as soon as possible. I'm not like crazy about as soon as possible. And that's why I'm going to do this slightly agree.
Okay.
Just because for me, it's not like, I try not to like put crazy pressure on like the time of it.
Well, yeah, but as soon as possible doesn't mean that that could be like as soon as it's that could be like impractically soon.
Yeah.
As soon as possible.
Is this like when this, like, when I have space again?
Yeah. That's kind of like, words. Subjective.
We are recording this in the morning. Have you been able to notice
how good our words are? I do have my coffee this morning.
Oh, you mean our coffee? Hey. Next question. You rarely worry if you made a good impression on someone you met.
Oh, I disagree. I do worry about that. Hi, baby. You want to hang out? Juba's here.
Depends on if I like the person.
You rarely worry. I'm going to do a light disagree.
Too.
Just because generally, it's like sometimes I worry about it, but generally I feel like it was at least a decent impression.
Also, it's kind of like I'm kind of at the point where I am who I am. I'm not going to change. If they don't like me, then, you know, that's on them.
Yeah, you're
right.
Yeah, you're true.
I think that when I was
younger. Maybe I'm slightly agree. Yeah.
When I was younger, I did worry about that more, but now I'm like, look, I am who I am.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, it was something.
I'm gonna do slightly agree.
Yeah, I'm gonna do slightly agree too. Yeah, I don't want to do neutral because that like gives you nothing.
Yeah, I think it's tough because
you think back to like your whole life.
You think back to your whole life, but this is about who you are now.
Yeah,
not who you are throughout your life.
Yeah, I was thinking like through the 8 different schools I went to and being a new kid all the time.
But like who we are now, it's like, if you don't like us. Well, I mean, like in a way, we're putting ourselves out there to hundreds of thousands, millions of people. And if people like, we get comments fairly frequently, like not fairly frequently, but like we see them of like, you guys are annoying. And I'm like, sorry, we're not going to change who we are.
Yeah.
For y'all. We're just who we are. And that's that. So yeah, I think,
Yeah, slightly agree.
All right. It would be a challenge for you to spend the whole weekend by yourself without feeling bored. I am strongly disagree.
So, yeah.
That's who I've been throughout my entire life.
Yeah.
And that's still who I am now. I mean, I would, if you had to leave for a weekend, I would miss you.
Yeah, and but I would boredom much rather, is not
I would
an
much
issue.
Rather be with you. But yeah. I would be busy. I could do a billion, bajillion things.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't feel bored. I've rarely ever in my life felt bored.
Yeah, I'm a strongly disagree here too. It's too much to do to feel bored.
You are more of a detail oriented than a big picture person. Oh, I am. Do you think I'm strongly disagree or medium disagree?
I think you're a medium disagree because you do like to think about details. You just think about them secondary.
Yeah.
And would I be a strongly agree? Not the super strongly, but like the medium strongly agree.
I think, let's do slight, medium, and strong for like the, because there's three.
Yeah, slight, there's slight agree, medium agree, and strongly agree. Yeah, so I would be a medium agree.
And I think that we balance each other out in that way very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You are very affectionate with people you care about. Strongly agree?
I think you're, well, I mean, with me.
I think I'm going to go with strongly agree.
But that could also be like,
But you know, when we saw friends, I would like
we do
give them all
people.
A hug and like, you know, I think I'll say strongly agree.
Am I a medium agree? I'm a pretty strong agree. Like family and friends.
You're medium or strong, whichever you feel in your heart. I think you're strong.
Yeah.
Strong. 20%. You have a careful and methodical approach to life. Careful and methodical. Slight disagree.
I think I might be slight agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
you
I used
might
to
be medium.
Medium agree? Oh, yeah. I think I am medium agree.
I am pulling you into like the wild side.
That's true.
And you are coming like along with me. But
it's like on one hand, I'm like to do stuff like live stream or start a YouTube channel. Like there is a certain amount of like chaos just inherent in that. But I still do have a pretty careful and methodical approach to things in general. Yeah, I'm a medium agree.
Medium agree, yeah. I love the way you make coffee, by the way.
Thank you. It's so good. I didn't know you would be drinking it. I should have made more.
You are still bothered by the mistakes you made a long time ago.
Not really.
This is something that I have evolved with over time. It used to bother me more, but at this moment, no. I'd say medium disagree.
I'm a medium disagree also.
Because you know, we are who we are because of our past, and I like where we're at. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't be where we're at without our past, the mistakes and the successes. And
yeah,
you know.
And like mistakes, like if you didn't make the mistake when you did it, you might make it later when the stakes are higher.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's kind of like when we were making YouTube videos, I wanted to, you know, like work with sponsors as soon as possible so we could like fail or succeed or like learn all the hard lessons.
Yeah, when it was a matter of like very small amounts of money.
Yeah. And like a smaller audience to disappoint, yeah, if we did the ad wrong or yeah, whatever, you know?
Yeah, so like make your mistakes early.
Yeah, I think I feel good about that.
I think
that
we're both medium disagree.
At parties and similar events, you can mostly be found farther away from the action.
It's interesting because it depends.
It depends on what percentage of the party is our friends.
Exactly. Because like back in like the college days, yeah, when we were part of the group that was like putting together the party, we would be pretty center.
And you did more partying during college than I did. I kind of joined in after college.
Yeah. But like right now, if I think about like going to like content creator events, mm-hmm, or, you know, before we were doing YouTube, going to like work parties, I'd be kind of like not in the corner, you know, but not the center of attention, kind of medium these days.
I'm going to do slightly disagree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also because there's another thing that we've done is like when we still went out and stuff, we'd have stopped going to things that didn't have a high enough percentage of our friends.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we were in the middle because it was just our friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do slightly disagree also.
This isn't a core personality trait for us, I think. But trying to give the best answers I can with a
yeah, because it's not like we're like
partying all the time.
That
no, yeah,
have to be at the center of the attention.
No.
Okay, next. You often find it difficult to relate to people who let their emotions guide them.
Strongly disagree. Because we're pretty good at relating.
Yeah. I don't really, whether it's emotions or logic, I don't like, you know, leading people. I don't really have a hard time understanding why they're choosing to do what they choose.
This is a medium or strong disagree.
Yeah. I feel like it's a pretty strong disagree.
I'm going to go strong.
Yeah. It's like, I might not agree, but I understand it.
Yeah. I understand it. Yeah. We can empathize.
Well, I guess this is like relate to them.
Oh.
So it's not really agree or understand.
It's understand. Oh.
It's relate.
Yeah. So it's not understand. Understand. It's relate. So that means you're similar.
Yeah. That means you're similar.
Oh. Mm. Oh, that changes it
that
a lot.
That does kind of change it. Because my emotions are part of what guide me, but I use a lot of logic too.
I use a lot of logic.
So maybe I'm like lightly disagree.
you find it difficult to relate to people. Oh.
I use logic, but that doesn't mean I can't relate to people who use their emotions.
Okay. Very.
Actually, I don't know. Because relate
might,
makes
I might
it.
Be, I might be slight agree.
I might be slight agree, too.
Because relate means you're on the same page.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily relate to that, even if I understand it.
Yeah, we...
It's not that I don't relate to it, but I'm more on the side of using logic than emotion.
Yeah, like, we feel our emotions, and we think that they're important, but in the end, it's often logic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just think of, like some of the stuff we've taken on. The emotion is like, ooh, that's a scary thing. Let's not try it. That's a new and scary thing. But the logic is like, oh, if we try it, we could learn a lot. You know?
Mm-hmm. When looking for a movie to watch, you spend ages browsing the catalog. How is this a personality type?
I think it maybe has to do with, like, how much you analyze stuff.
Mm.
I mean, we watch movies, like, twice a year.
I'd say slight or medium agree.
I would say slight agree. It's... So we don't really like
we don't browse watch movies the catalog. Too much, yeah.
Well. So what I will say is, the reason I think slight agree, actually I might do medium agree. Like, we're not gonna watch a movie if we don't already know it's gonna be a good movie.
Yeah.
Typically, how we determine that is just like we've heard enough people either in real life or on the internet say it's a good movie. So it's not that we're actively spending time browsing through a catalog. Like, I wouldn't spend ages.
I'm
going
to do slight agree, because I think how the quiz people were like wording this is like, you sit down and you like click through like a bajillion movies on like the movie thing, and you just spend more time browsing than watching.
Yeah.
We kind of like sit down at our computers, Google a whole bunch of movies, we pull up our list of movies that people have mentioned to us. And then we like.
So it's a shorter process because we're only looking at a list of like, oh, here's a handful of movies people have. Are talking about right something. Now, or people have mentioned us.
Yeah,
slight agree.
Yeah,
you can stay calm under a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. I'm less calm than you under pressure.
I'll do You're slight agree.
I'm gonna do slight disagree.
Okay.
Like, I can maybe come off as calm, but I'm probably freaking out. What do you think? Would I be
slight? Your back is like sweating a little bit?
Oh yeah, I definitely get sweaty.
Yeah, I think that at events, if we're gonna give a talk and stuff, I think I am more calm than you.
I get nervous, but it's not outward.
Yeah, I think
I'm a slight disagree.
Slight disagree. I'm slight agree.
Okay, when in a group of people, oh my gosh, 30%.
I know.
We're halfway through the podcast.
I think we need to like go like, but at the same time, I'm glad that we are discussing it because like on that last one, the word relate.
Yeah.
Changed our interpretation.
Exactly.
We're only going to take this personality test once.
Yeah, might just be a longer podcast.
Might just be a longer podcast.
Okay. When in a group of people you don't know, you have no problem jumping right into their conversation. Oh, God, strongly disagree. Strongly disagree. Oh,
I'm going to do slight disagree.
Yeah, you can do it. You just don't enjoy it.
But, like, jumping into their conversation?
Yeah.
It's like, if there's a circle, it's hard to breach the circle, y'all.
It's really hard.
I can do it. I'm just going to do slight disagree.
Nightmare. When you sleep, your dreams tend to be bizarre and fantastical. You're like a full agree.
But like, I'm a medium or strong, but like, they're fantastical. They're not really bizarre.
Oh, I think it just
like,
means
I'm like in a movie and I have powers, or like I'm a spy, or like I'm disabling a bomb. They're not really bizarre because like you have had slightly more like bizarre.
That's true.
Like you're in like this crazy cave and there's creatures and there's like hanging things and stuff like that. Mine are like movies.
I have a lot of creepy dreams.
Yeah, Caitlin has more bizarre. I
but
have more
I also
fantastical.
Have, but more than the creepy dreams, well, I used to have almost all creepy dreams or like kind of bizarre dreams. But these days, most of my dreams are just like practical stuff. Like I edit in my dreams. So.
Or like worrying about the supervisor.
Oh yeah, I have bad dreams that like the other cats are getting into the house and I have to protect Jube from the other cats. And I don't want her to get mixed up and accidentally like swap cats. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think I'm strongly or medium?
I think you're strongly. Strong. Agree okay. That yours are bizarre and fantastical. And yeah. I'm going to do a slight disagree.
Because your dreams have like calmed down a little bit from the bizarre.
It's just more of them tend to be practical or like stress related than like fantasy or like bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. In your opinion, it is sometimes okay to step on others to get ahead in life.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Rude.
Rude. It is not okay to step on others to get ahead. No, no, no.
No, no, no. You are dedicated and focused on your goals, only rarely getting sidetracked. I'm pretty focused.
Now, at the same time, I often get sidetracked, but I am dedicated to the goals. But I'm also often... So it's about...
You get sidetracked, and then you use those sidetracks to make new goals.
Yeah.
Additional goals.
Medium disagree?
And I think I'm...
Medium agree.
Or strong agree? I don't get sidetracked.
Yeah, yeah. You're strong agree. You're
right. I'm strong agree. I like do not. I'm pretty laser focused.
Yeah, you're right.
If you make a mistake, you tend to start doubting yourself, your abilities, or your knowledge.
Medium disagree.
Yeah, medium or light or medium disagree. I think medium disagree. It helps because like we talk about things.
Yeah.
You know, and then I don't doubt it as much. When at a social event, you rarely try to introduce yourself to new people and mostly talk to the ones you already know. Agree.
I'm going to do medium agree on that, too.
I'm a strong agree on that.
Because, like, I can introduce myself to new people, but I'd rather just focus on the relationships I kind of already have established.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like going up to new people. It's scary.
You usually lose interest in a discussion when it gets philosophical. Strongly disagree? When it's with you, when it's with someone I care about.
Yeah.
I'm down to get into it.
Yeah. And like, if it's not someone you care about, does it often get philosophical?
No,
like,
you just
I don't
leave.
Really get philosophical with like light acquaintances. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to say strongly disagree. I mean, maybe the definition of philosophical is different, but.
I
kind of
like
think
it.
Of it as thinking of like bigger picture type stuff.
When we've had like deeper discussion with like, our cousins or like friends, or like my close
brother,
friends or
yeah.
something. We like that.
Yeah.
We like that stuff.
Yeah. I like philosophical conversations. Yeah. You would never let yourself cry in front of others. I mean, I don't like to, but I have. I already told my story about crying in front of my boss.
I'd say slight disagree for me. Because like... I mean, the main person I cry in front of is you when we're watching sad TV.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the one we were watching.
My emotions. I'll do medium disagree.
I'm a medium disagree, too. Like, I don't necessarily want to, but, like, it happens.
Yeah.
You feel more drawn to places with bustling and busy atmosphere than to quiet and intimate ones.
Oh, no.
I mean, is this, like, to go on vacation or to live? I think I tend to prefer, like, more chill, even though I do like the hustly, bustly stuff for, like, sometimes on vacations. Like, going to, like, the, like, Chiang Mai night market. That was cool. But, like, what I really prefer is being on a secluded beach.
Yeah.
You know?
Slight disagree.
I'm going to be a medium disagree.
Yeah, I think medium disagree, too.
Yeah.
For the majority of my life, I want to be in quiet and intimate instead of busy
crazy
and bustling.
Crazy and hustly-bustly, yeah.
Yeah.
You like discussing different views and theories on what the world could look like in the future.
Strong agree.
Yeah.
I think like that stuff.
I like discussing views and theories about future stuff. It's not necessarily always what the world could look like, because sometimes that
can
be depressing.
But like the future of YouTube or like the future of content creation and stuff like that. I think that counts.
Yeah, then that's strongly agree.
Yeah.
When it comes to making life-changing choices, you mostly listen to your heart rather than your head.
Medium disagree?
Yeah.
Or maybe a slight disagree, because like at the same time,
I think it's
it depends
disagree.
On the choice, you know?
Yeah.
Because some things you need your heart, some things you need your head. When it comes to life-changing choices, that means like marriage or job and stuff like that. And both of those were heart. Life-changing choices.
Mm-hmm.
Heart rather than your head.
I don't know. Like,
yeah, because
I tend to use logic, but I feel like if your heart isn't in it and you're trying to like, bulldoze it with logic. Now sometimes
I'll use overrule the heart.
sometimes I will use logic to help me get over like fears. But if I'm not excited about a change, like I can use logic to like make myself become more excited or make myself get over fears.
Yeah.
But I use the logic to manipulate my own emotions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get my emotions
because
there.
It says when making life-changing choices, most choices in life aren't life-changing, and we usually listen to our head.
Yeah.
But when it comes to life-changing choices,
yeah, I think
heart. Yeah.
I'm gonna be slight on the heart side.
I'm gonna be slight on the heart side too. That's so crazy. Like taking a moment and actually thinking about the words that are on the page changed us from slight disagree to slight agree.
Yeah.
I think that's very interesting.
You cannot imagine yourself dedicating your life to the study of something that you cannot see, touch, or experience.
I think I'm on the agree side.
Yeah. I mean, because I like my efforts.
I like for my time to turn into something tangible.
Me too. Even if that quote unquote tangible thing for us is like a video, that's still something that lives on. So that's something you can see and experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm strongly agree that I cannot imagine myself dedicating my life to the study of something I can't see, touch, or experience.
You can experience anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe like if you were studying history or something.
You
can't experience that.
I was not a strong student of history.
No, me neither.
And by that, I mean, I didn't enjoy it. Not that there's anything bad with history studies.
No, it's just
this is me personal.
Too many dates, you know. Too many dates and names.
Yeah, I'll be strongly agree too. Yeah.
What if we end up being the same personality type? That wouldn't make
sense. We've been like opposites on some things.
That's true. You usually prefer to get your revenge rather than forgive. No, strongly disagree.
Yeah. So many things we're on the same page, but on some we are opposite. It's interesting.
Yeah. You often make decisions on a whim. It's pretty strong disagree on that.
On a whim. Even
like deciding what to eat, we're like, should we want to have a mini meeting about lunch? What should we have for lunch?
Would I be neutral?
I don't think you make decisions on a whim. You think about things.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to be slight disagree.
I'm a strong disagree on that. The time you spend by yourself often ends up being more interesting and satisfying than the time you spend with other people. So, like, if we're saying by ourselves, does that mean, like, us together? Because...
I'm going to be medium disagree because we are with each other.
We're with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to put a strong disagree. And it's not that I... Well, maybe I'll put medium disagree because it's not that I'm, like, a social creature. But, like, my time with you is more interesting than time by myself.
But we kind of, like, in our heads consider, like, time with each other, like...
Alone time. Like we are a unit.
We are a unit. And that's weird.
So if
we are an abnormality when it comes to that.
If we're thinking of ourselves as a single person, then there's still like it depends on the social setting. If it's like a small group of close people, that can be nice sometimes. But typically I prefer to just be with you. The time you spend by yourself often ends up being more interesting and satisfying than the time you spend with other people.
Only medium disagree.
Yeah, I'll do medium disagree. I'll do a...
Slight disagree?
Sorry, sometimes I'm trying to like wrap my brain around which is the agree side and which is the disagree side.
Yeah.
This is spending time by yourself is more interesting. I'm a slight disagree.
Yeah. It's kind of like a lot of these questions are like the yes is a no and the no is a yes and everything. It's like you don't enjoy this. Yes. Or
you do
no means do, you know?
Yeah. You often put special effort into interpreting the real meaning or message of a song or movie. Not really.
Not really. Medium disagree.
Medium disagree. I used to look up like there's a website about like song lyric meanings and stuff, but not really anymore.
You always know exactly what you want. Ooh. Slight disagree?
I don't know. I might be slight agree.
You always know exactly what you want?
Well, if you say if you say slight agree, then I think it's like you sometimes know what you want. Like always and exactly are very strong words. So I feel like you're only saying you always know exactly what you want if you do the strongest agree.
Mm.
But like in general, like I kind of know what my goals in life are.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You know?
I was thinking about food.
Even then, though, even then.
Yeah, we are pretty good.
It's like
we are pretty like
we will go out of our way to get food that sounds better than whatever food is convenient or close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Like we know it's what we want.
Slight agree.
I'm going to do a slight agree. Maybe even a medium agree.
Go for it.
I'm going to do medium agree. No, I'm going to do slight agree. Because I know what I always know. Okay.
You rarely think back on the choices you have made and wonder what you could have done differently.
Okay, this is you rarely. So if you say agree, that means you don't do it often.
Do medium agree.
I'm going to do medium agree. Yeah, I don't think back on it too much. Or sorry, I'm going to do a medium agree.
Yeah. Because we talked about this earlier a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of similar.
Yeah.
When in a public place, you usually stick to quieter, less crowded areas. This is getting kind of repetitive.
Yeah. It's like, oh gosh, what's up with all this like talk of other people?
Okay. Yeah. Medium agree. Maybe strong agree. In a public
place. When in a public place. What
so
public
places do we go? So that's not like at a party.
No, yeah. That's like...
The grocery
libraries?
Store? Libraries? Do you go to libraries often?
Oh, we used to in college. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time
ago. What public places do we go?
Restaurants? We go wherever the waiter puts us. The host puts us.
I'm just trying to like think of what public place we would go to. Even discounting COVID.
Yeah. I mean, movie theaters, it's all kind of the same.
Like a beach, we would want quieter and less crowded.
Yeah, like a beach.
Just trying to think of like public places we would go. We don't go to like parks.
Not really.
I'd say strongly agree.
I'm going to do a light agree just because I don't have to actively avoid crowds, you know?
Yeah.
Like some people really dislike the crowds.
Oh, yeah, you're
so
right.
I'm going to do like
yeah, we're not as strong as some people.
Yeah, so I'm going to do like a medium agree that I like the quieter and less crowded.
Yeah, because we need to think of this is relative to other people, you know, like in the spectrum. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to move down to medium.
Yeah, too. I might even be a light. Like I don't mind. Like if the beach is crowded, it doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah, we're still gonna do it.
We're still gonna do it.
Okay, slight. I'm gonna move to slight.
I'm gonna slight. Yeah. Slight agree.
Yeah. Now that we talked about, like, it needs to be relative to other people.
Yeah.
There are many more people that like are much more picky about
much more crowd averse.
Yeah.
You tend to focus on present realities rather than future possibilities. I focus on both.
Neutral. Present realities more than future possibilities.
I might be slightly more
I might be
focused
slightly
on,
disagree.
I might be slightly agree. Like, okay. I might slightly focus on the present more.
I slightly focus on the future more.
I think that kind of goes back to our, like, I am slightly more detail, mm-hmm. You're slightly more big picture.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You often have a hard time understanding other people's feelings.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Yeah.
When starting to work on a project, you prefer to make as many decisions up front as possible.
Strongly agree for Caitlin.
Strongly agree. Well, it's interesting. Like, when we are doing a video, sometimes we will purposefully not, like, fully research certain parts of it because it will make the video more interesting. But I think that's kind of different. But we're still making a decision, like...
I'm just going to be slightly agree. I think you're strong.
Yeah, I think I'm strong.
I'm just slight.
When you know someone thinks highly of you, you also wonder how long it will be until they become disappointed
That's
in you.
That's sad.
Yeah, I disagree.
I'm going to do medium disagree.
I'm a strong disagree. Disagree. That's not really something
we don't.
I think
we don't
about.
Put time and thought into that.
Yeah. You feel comfortable just walking up to someone you find interesting and striking up a conversation. Strongly disagree. No. You could probably do it.
Someone you find interesting, comfortable. So it's like, if it's someone that I find interesting, and the opportunity presents itself, I'm probably going to do it.
Yeah. You probably will. I mean,
like the main thing I think of is like at maker fairs and stuff like that.
I would too, but I'm not comfortable.
I'm not comfortable, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Maybe I'm, because I will do it too.
Yeah. Because you're going to do it. So you're not.
I'm not a strong disagree. I think I'm a medium disagree. I still really don't like it.
I'm going to do still very slightly agree. Okay. Because I do it.
And you're more comfortable at it.
I'm more comfortable. I'm not like super comfortable, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Next.
70%, baby. We're blowing through this.
Blowing through. We're only 45 minutes into the podcast. You often drift away into daydreaming about various ideas or scenarios.
Strongly agree.
Yeah, that's you. I'm not really. I don't really.
You need to actively do it.
Yeah. I might set aside time to think about it, but I'm not going to just drift away. I'm a medium disagree. You look after yourself first and others come in second.
I'm going to do a slight disagree.
Do we, when it says yourself again, does that mean the two of us as a unit?
No, because I think that we often think of each other.
Yeah. Then I'm a medium disagree, I think.
Others come in second.
But only like with you.
You look after. Yeah. That's tough. That's why I did slightly. That's why we just slightly disagree. Because like it's mainly.
Just for each other.
Just for each other.
I'm going to do a medium disagree.
Yeah.
Even when you have planned a particular daily routine, you usually just end up doing what you feel like at any given moment. I'm a medium disagree. Like, sometimes I will change.
I'm going to do...
Maybe I'm a strong disagree.
I'm going to do a slight disagree. Because, like, if it... Honestly, if it was just myself doing, like, freelance, like, you know, content creation. Or, like, you know, independent content creation. I would float around more.
Then wouldn't you be agree?
Yeah, but like that's not my reality. So I do end up sticking fairly well to our daily routine. And it's not daily routine, it's the plan. You don't have to be a plan.
We don't really have
a routine.
Yeah. We have a very light routine.
I'm right in the middle of strongly or like slightly either way. I'm gonna do slightly agree.
Yeah, I think, what do you think I am, a medium disagree?
Medium like, or strong?
Yeah, I might be a strong.
You might be a strong.
I don't get as distracted.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you'll like think of something else, but then you'll add it on the list. You know what I mean?
So, and then like, it's a plan.
And
it's
then on it's the, a plan. It's on the plan. It's on the list. But I think I'm a strong disagree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your mood can change very quickly.
Our mood is fairly steady.
Our mood is fairly steady.
Now, there are certain things that can trigger, like, a quick shift. Like, if we get, like, a disturbing email or, like, a something. But, like, you know, that's so rarely.
It's pretty rare. It's only, like, when something causes a sudden, like... increase in time pressure related stress.
Yeah, it's like when we get like an email from a sponsor like doing like some crazy change and then we're like,
yeah.
So it's like your mood can change very quickly. Yes. But does it change very quickly frequently? No.
I think I'm going to say like a medium disagree.
Yeah, I'm going to do medium disagree too. That's what we're I'm pretty over.
Even.
Yeah.
You often contemplate the reason for human existence or the meaning of life. Oh, you're agree.
Strong agree.
I think, am I a strong or a medium?
I don't know if I pull you into it. Would you do it if it wasn't for me like pulling you into it like on a weekly basis?
I would, but I don't know if I would do it as much as you. It's. I guess what I'm trying to think is like, compared to you, I don't think about it quite as much, but compared to the majority of people, which is what this test is against.
Yeah, you're a medium.
Medium. Yeah. You often talk about your own feelings and emotions.
Strong
to
agree?
Each other. Yeah. Strong agree.
Yeah. Strong. Stronks.
Stronks. You've got detailed education or career development plans stretching several years into the future.
Agree, but I'm medium.
I mean, I guess for me, though, not really, because of what we do. It's kind of loose, and it's... We have some plans, but they're not, like, detailed, I would say.
Oh, yeah, not detailed.
You know? We kind of
have... Yeah, you're right.
Just, but it's because of, like, the nature of content creation. Like, it's not something you can easily plan for.
Maybe I might do a neutral on this one. I don't know.
I'm going to do a slight disagree.
I might also, yeah.
Just because, yeah... And I think it would be different if...
Because like, it's about the detailed. It's not the detailed. I think of big picture thoughts frequently. But that's brainstorms and that's ideas and like that's like prepping pathways in my brain and stuff like that. I'm not setting detailed paths. I'm always like curiously wondering which way things are going to branch.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's just really hard to to do. Yeah, so I think we're both slight disagree on that.
You rarely dwell on your regrets. I'm going to say... Medium or strong agree.
I'm going to say a strong agree. I don't really think about my regrets.
Yeah, I'm strong.
Spending time in a dynamic atmosphere with lots of people around quickly makes you feel drained and in the need to get away.
Yes.
I'm going to do like a medium agree.
I'm going to do a medium agree. I'm going to do a slight maybe, agree.
Yeah. I think I'm a medium agree.
Because like we do recharge around each other. If it's just us or just the two of us, we recharge. Around lots of people, we drain.
Mm-hmm.
But quickly, yeah. Oh, I'm a slight agree, yeah.
I think quickly, because like I think about like events and stuff, which are super fun, but then after 2 days, we're so dead.
Yeah, but we can last 2 days. That's decent for a lot of people. Some people can't even last half of a day.
That's true.
You know? Yeah.
But there's also like being drained, but then you keep going anyway.
So. Yeah, you're right.
Because I think FOMO.
That's strongly us, yeah.
You see yourself as more of a realist than a visionary. It's interesting because I'm a visionary realist. Yeah, I do think of myself as being more realist, but then, like, again, because of the nature of what we do for work and the fact that it's not something that many people are able to do, and I feel very lucky that we are able to do it, then it's like we're not living in a realistic...
I'm in the disagree camp. I'm not sure where. Because, like, if we were realists... Would we have ever started a YouTube channel?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Even though I tend to think of myself as a realist, yeah, I don't think we would have started the YouTube channel.
And we keep on coming up with crazy YouTube videos. And we have a huge list of even more.
Yeah,
I'm going to do medium disagree.
I'm really torn on this one.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to our career, like, I am more on the visionary side. But just... For a lot of other things about life, I feel like I am more realist. Like, I am more practical about things.
So it's like your day-to-day, like our usual day-to-day decisions. We're not like coming up with visionary meal ideas or meal recipes or something.
I don't know. I think some of our recipes are pretty visionary.
Yeah. But what is our day? It's work for most of it.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like yeah.
And what else? I don't know.
But I feel like I'm also the one that's like, you know, if all we get done today is filming the intro, that's totally fine. And if we get done more, great. You know? Or I don't know.
But that's practicalness, not a...
Yeah.
Realist is a hard term to define. Define realist. A person who accepts the situation is as it is and is prepared to deal with it accordingly.
Mm. That makes it... So I was thinking of it like synonymous with being practical.
Yeah.
But I feel like I don't necessarily always accept the situation because we often try to make it better.
Yeah.
Like pretty actively.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm on the disagree side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a light disagree.
Light disagree, yeah. I am going to be medium disagree.
Yeah, you're farther on that. Okay.
Yeah, because we don't accept things as they are.
No, because we would never have quit our jobs.
No, yeah. And we're always striving to push even farther. Okay, cool. This is fun.
Yeah, this is
I'm
very
enjoying this.
You find it easy to empathize with a person who has gone through something you never have.
I'm going to do slight or medium.
Agree.
I'm going to do medium agree.
I'm going to do a medium agree, too. Your personal work style is closer to spontaneous bursts of energy than to organized and consistent efforts. I'm going to
medium or strong.
Yeah. I think that's strong disagree.
Yeah.
We're pretty organized and consistent.
Yeah.
Just because we're working all the time. It can't be.
It has to be consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
90%.
90%, baby.
Yes. Your emotions control you more than you control them. No.
I'm on the disagree side.
Medium? I'll do medium. Yeah.
Yeah.
We control our emotions, but we do feel them, but we are in control.
Yeah. After a long and exhausting week, a fun party is just what you need.
Strong disagree?
I'm a strong disagree. It's like maybe it would be different in college, you know?
I don't know. I would personally need recharge before I went to a fun party.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I'm going to be a strong disagree.
Yeah.
You frequently find yourself wondering how technological advancement could change everyday life. Oh, baby, that's you.
Strong. Strong agree.
I'm...
stronger than strong. It's strong.
It's strong. I don't really think about that a ton, honestly.
Oh, I think about it every day.
I know you do.
Almost every day.
It's like I think about, you know, things that are in terms of our career. Like I think about how like content creation is going to change everyday life or like the internet and stuff, but not really like technological advancement. I might be a slight disagree or a medium disagree.
But the internet is technology.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. But when I think about technological advancement.
Yeah. It's not something you frequently contemplate, probably. Medium disagree. Yeah.
Yeah. You always consider how your actions might affect other people before doing something. So that's definitely on the agree side. Yeah.
Fairly strong agree.
I think I might be a strong agree.
I might be medium because I am more impulsive.
You are. Yeah, you are.
I'll be medium.
You still honor the commitments you have made, even if you have a change of heart. Strongly agree.
Yeah.
You rarely feel insecure. I mean, again, if it was past, I would be. I would be on the disagree side. But right now, like, I don't often feel insecure about things.
Medium agree.
Agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, see results. Oh, my gosh. This is it.
Oh, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So just to summarize, I remember there's the four categories. Mm-hmm. Analysts, diplomats, sentinels, and explorers. Within those, each of those, there's four more categories.
Oh. And then I'm looking at this right now, and I'm looking back at the thing, the yellow, blue. I think that it is this. They just categorize it differently. So I'm
on your past test?
On my past test. Okay, I'm an explorer sentinel.
Don't. You might not be anymore. Don't look at your past one yet. Sorry. People can't even see that. Okay. So, again, I think you, like my guess was that you were an explorer. One of those categories, observant and prospecting personality types known for their spontaneity, ingenuity, and flexibility. And my guess was that I was a sentinel. Observant and judging personality types, known for the practicality, focus on order, security, and stability.
You might also be an analyst.
I might be an analyst.
Yeah, I'm.
Do you think you're an explorer, or do you think you're?
I'm an analyst or explorer. More likely, explorer. You are a sentinel or an analyst.
Okay. Shall we see our results?
Yes. What?
You are green. What's the green?
I am green.
And I am a okay. I'm a blue. What's a blue? I don't remember. I'm going by the colors. Okay.
This is crazy. I didn't expect this.
So you are an advocate, an INFJ-A.
I'm a diplomat.
A diplomat? That's like, that's none of us were expecting that. Okay. And I was right. I'm a sentinel.
I'm a diplomat?
I'm a defender, ISFJ-A.
That's interesting.
Okay.
So let's read what it says, like, you know, in the overall, high level overall. It says, I'm an advocate, quiet and mystical, yet very inspiring and tireless idealist.
I don't think you're quiet or mystical.
What?
What is it? What's my high level?
Defender is defined as...
very dedicated and warm protector, always ready to defend their loved ones.
Oh. time.
I don't know if
I agree. Wow. Okay, so it categorizes, so on the mind spectrum, here, scroll up.
There's even more info, like that's still here.
Okay. On the mind side, I'm 60% introverted.
It says I'm 78% introverted.
So you're more introverted than I am, supposedly.
Okay, on the intuitive/observant scale, which is the energy scale.
I'm 74% intuitive.
I am 62% observant.
So far we're opposite. No, we're both introverted. You're more introverted than I am.
Yeah.
I'm way more intuitive and you're way more observant.
Mm-hmm.
On the nature side, we're both very highly feeling instead of thinking.
And just to like, because if you just say nature, that doesn't make sense. So,
So let's go through mind, it says this trait determines how we interact with our environment.
Yeah, so we're both on the introverted scale, side of the scale, with me slightly more.
Yeah, on the
energy, this trait shows how we direct our mental energy, which I'm trying to...
Intuitive or observant.
Intuitive versus observant makes sense. It's like you're observing. Oh, I guess intuitive is like you...
Look in.
You look inward, and observant, you look outwards to observe.
On the nature side of things.
So on energy, we were opposite.
Yeah.
On nature, this trait determines how we make decisions and cope with emotions. So we're more on the feeling than the thinking, which is like weird.
Which is kind of weird because I think that...
Like I'm 80%, 86% feeling? I don't know. I feel like I use a lot of logic.
Yeah. That's... that's crazy. Like I am unsure about this.
I'm unsure too. Tactics. This trait reflects our approach to work, planning, and decision making. You are 58% judging. I am 85% judging. So it's judging versus prospecting. I don't really understand.
This is like our approach to work, planning, and decision making.
I don't really understand like what judging versus prospecting, like
I don't
what
know that either. Means. So
identity. This trait underpins all others, showing how confident we are in our abilities and decisions. You are 74% assertive. And I am 75% assertive. So we're the same on that one.
This is weird.
This is weird.
This is weird.
Okay, I'm going to read more about the defender personality types. The defender personality type is quite unique, as many of their qualities defy the definition of their individual traits. Though sensitive, defenders have excellent analytical abilities. Though reserved, they have well-developed people skills and robust social relationships, and though they are generally conservative type, defenders are often receptive to change and new ideas. As with so many things, people with the defender personality types are more than the sum of the parts, and it is the way they use these strengths to define who
they are. That's such a cop-out.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you're sensitive, but you're analytical. You're reserved, but you have people skills.
Then there's covering everything.
There's hardly a better type to make such a large proportion... of the population, nearly 13%, combining the best of tradition and desire to do good. Defenders are found in lines of work with a sense of history behind them, such as medicine, academics, or charitable social work.
Okay, let me read mine. The advocate personality type is very rare, making up less than 1% of the population, but they nonetheless leave their mark on the world. Advocates have an inborn sense of idealism and morality, but what sets them apart is that they are not idle dreamers. These individuals are capable of making concrete steps to realize their goals and make lasting positive impact. People with this personality type tend to see helping others as their purpose in life. Advocates can often be found engaging in rescue efforts and doing charity work. However, their real passion is to get to the heart of the issue so that people need not be rescued at all. Oh man, it's like
defenders they're meticulous to the point of perfectionism. But then it says they procrastinate. I would never procrastinate.
Never. They can always be relied to get the job done on time.
That is true.
Yes.
And I do go above and beyond.
Defenders take their responsibilities personally.
That's I do. True.
Consistently going above and beyond, true. Doing everything they can to exceed expectations and delight
it's
others.
It's like some things are right.
And this page that we're taking to is quite strong because like we have an introduction and then strengths and weaknesses and then romantic relationships and then friendships, then parenthood, career paths, workplace habits, conclusion.
Oh, that's too much to read.
There's so much to read. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Advocates indeed share a unique combination of traits. Though soft-spoken, they have very strong opinions and will fight tirelessly for an idea they believe in. They are decisive and strong-willed, but rarely use that energy for personal gain. Well, I don't know. I kind of...
we're kind of focused on growing the YouTube channel.
Growing the YouTube channel. Advocates will act with creativity, imagination, conviction, and sensitivity, not to create an advantage, but to create balance. Egalitarianism and karma are very attractive to attractive ideals to advocate personalities. These types tend to believe that nothing would help the world so much as using love and compassion to soften the hearts of tyrants. I mean, I like love and compassion.
But I wouldn't say either of us are like I wouldn't say that you go out of your way to like, I don't know, like get involved in like local politics or something, you know, like that seems like the kind of thing an advocate would do.
Yeah. Advocates find it easy to connect with others. They have a talent for warm, sensitive language, speaking in human terms rather than pure logic and fact. It makes sense that their friends and colleagues would come to think of them as quiet extroverted personality types. Quiet extroverted. However, they could do well to remember that advocates need time alone to decompress and recharge and not to become too alarmed when they suddenly withdraw. Advocates take great care in others' feelings and they expect the favor to be returned. Sometimes that means giving them space they need for a few days.
So, I don't... There's so much to read on these. I don't know if we... how far we should go into it. We could look at some specific ones like romantic relationships or like workplace habits.
Yeah. Yeah, we can skip over a lot of these things. Yeah. But this is like a lot. And like I feel bad saying this. Like we just took this long quiz. It's so funny. And this is something that we can dive into another day. But remember when we are reading our horoscopes?
Oh yeah, our horoscopes were much more accurate.
Our horoscope types. I still have the page pulled up with those very accurate horoscopes.
There it is.
No, we should do a whole nother podcast on.
Yeah, let's not read it now.
Yeah, we're not going to read it. We'll save that for another podcast.
But it is interesting, but like this, like arbitrary, like you know, we just happen to be born in this month personality.
Yeah. When I read my personality type on that website, and then like mine was spot on. Caitlin's was fairly dang close.
Yeah. Much closer than these personality types, which is funny because we just spent like an hour going through this quiz.
And it's tough because, you know, with a lot of these things, they're just saying nice things and you see yourself in those descriptions.
Mm. Well, I think it's like that with a lot of like zodiac, you know, signs and stuff too.
True.
Although like, yeah, I don't know. It's the kind of thing where if you see something that's right, you're like, oh yeah, me. And then if it's not right, you're like, eh.
Eh.
You know,
I think it's interesting because with a personality type, I think that there's an internal and external component of it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Let me try to define that better. There's how you think internally versus how you live your life externally.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of what I kind of disagree with in terms of the advocate personality is the other side of things. I like, and maybe it's just the word they chose, but what reading the advocate, it's like a lot of like going out and doing all these things in this world. Whereas like, I think internally and externally, I'm more on the like explorer side of things.
Yeah.
With the experimenter and master of all tools and, like artists and entrepreneur and entertainer and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, that is the summary of what we do externally, but neither of us got an explorer personality type.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Yeah.
But it's hard because like we do this externally, but we enjoy it internally.
Yeah, but we do enjoy it. Yeah. do you want to pull up your old personality test?
Yeah. So my old personality test.
From how many years ago? 9 years ago.
I am a person who enjoys and thrives on having people around me. My focus, though, will be on the others, not me. I have a naturally warm disposition and people are generally comfortable opening up to me. I have a natural desire to help others, even while doing volunteer work for organizations that allow me to aid others. I love parties.
It just says, I love parties.
Just that single word, that single line. I am creative and in some cases musically oriented. I am adept at starting and sustaining harmonious relationships. I am tolerant, understanding, supportive, and a natural listener. I love life and I love people.
When it said you're musically oriented and then it says starting and sustaining harmonious, I was like, harmonies? Are you going to sing some harmonies for us?
I have an inherent desire to help people. And I have to be aware that this built-in need could get me hurt or even killed.
Jeez.
I find it virtually impossible to stop myself from jumping in and helping someone. This personality type is like saying the same thing as the advocate.
I mean, you do like helping people. I mean, maybe there's different types of it. Maybe if you think of it this way, like putting out the content we put out into the world, we do help that it, or we do hope that it like makes someone's day brighter. That is, yeah. Like, oh, we hope that someone maybe like picks up a tip or trick that makes them feel more confident in like tackling a project or trying something new. You know, maybe that's just a different type of helping someone. That's a little bit more to the side of the definition that, which like yours was like going out and advocating. Mine was like doing charity work. That's not really, you know, like, that's kind of the more straightforward definition. But maybe if you think of it as just like wanting to make other people's day better, maybe that does apply more. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Should we read the romantic relationships to close it out?
Sure.
When it comes to romantic relationships, advocates take the process of finding a partner seriously. That's true.
That's true.
Not one for casual encounters. True. People with the advocate personality type instead look for depth and meaning in their relationships. Advocates will take the time necessary to find someone with whom they truly connect. Once they've found that someone, their relationship will reach levels of depth and sincerity of which most people can only dream. Getting to that point can sometimes be a challenge for potential partners, especially if they are impatient types. Advocates are often perfectionistic and picky. People with this personality type aren't easily talked to into something that they don't want. If someone doesn't pick up on that, they are unlikely to be forgiven, particularly in the early stages of dating. Even worse is if the partner tries to resort to manipulating or lying. Oh no. If there's anything they have a poor tolerance for in a relationship, it's lack of authenticity. Okay. I mean, on the relationship side of things, that's pretty spot on.
So mine is, when it comes to romantic relationships, the defender's kindness grows into a joy that is only found in taking care of their family and home, being there for emotional and practical support whenever needed. Home is where the heart is for people with the defender personality type, and in no other area of their lives they strive with such dedication to create the harmony and beauty they wish to see in the world.
That was like a big sentence of nothing.
Yeah.
Mine was much more concrete.
Yeah, this sounds kind of like, you know, the love languages, like acts of service.
Yeah.
Like doing things around the house to show that you love the person. That's like, or like taking care of others.
Here, keep on reading.
The trouble is, these are benefits of an established long-term relationship, and the defender's unbearable shyness means it can take a long time to reach this point. Defenders are most attractive when they are simply being themselves in a comfortable environment such as work, where their natural flow shows the kindness and dedication. Relationships built on established familiarity are a warm prospect for defenders. They take dating seriously and only enter into relationships that have a real chance of lasting a lifetime.
So we match on that. But like, yeah. Like, only the last word was something concrete. Only the last sentence was something like a little more concrete.
I think what it was trying to say is like, you're awkward for dating and like you want to get to that point of comfort in a relationship where you're just like living together and in your PJs. I got some of that out of this. Like,
defenders are most attractive when they're simply being themselves in a comfortable environment. Such as work, where their natural flow shows this kind of
thing. And how it was like the things you want are the benefits of an established long-term relationship, but my unbearable shyness it can take a long time to reach that point. See, with me and you, we never went through like an awkward relationship phase. We were already really comfortable around each other. So if I'm interpreting that as my brain wants to interpret it, maybe are some accuracies. Because I do like just being like comfortable and cozy with you at home, as opposed to like, you know, the like dating phases of like trying to find someone to be in a relationship with, like, you know.
Okay, so I went to the conclusion just to see if this thing can save itself. And I think that this is, like, kind of interesting. This is, like, pinging a few things for me. Few personality types are as passionate or and mysterious as advocates. So mysterious. I don't get the whole mysterious thing.
I don't think
I'm that mysterious at all. I'm pretty much out there. Yeah. But this, as someone with this personality type, your imagination and empathy make you someone who cherishes their integrity and deeply held principles. That's more on path. Unlike many other idealistic types, however, you are also capable of turning those ideals and into plans and executing
them. That is true.
That's true. Yet advocates can easily be tripped up in areas where their idealism and determination are more of a liability than an asset. I'm not sure. What would that be? There are many areas in life where you face challenges that at times you can make you even question who you really are. Anything from navigating interpersonal conflicts, confronting unpleasant facts, pursuing self-realization, or finding a career path that aligns well with your inner core can cause internal frustration.
I feel like you have a pretty good idea of who you are.
Finding a career path that lined up with who I am, that was tough.
That was tough.
I found it, and I really feel good being here, but...
I mean, you have done a lot of self-analyzing.
I did a lot of self-analyzing.
But I feel like you kind of know who you are now. So yeah. Again, some of this is hard because it's like past you versus present you.
Yeah. Overall, I'm going to wrap mine up. I'm not going to read that whole conclusion. That's too long.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, overall, I'm going to say,
you know,
in terms of, like, how I connect with their conclusions, I give it, like, a 50%.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a 60%. I don't feel like it captured me. Yeah. I just don't feel like it really captured me that much at all.
I feel the same. I'm curious, like, those of you who have taken this and are more familiar with the personality types, I'm curious, one, if you took it, did you find that it was accurate? Mm-hmm. And two, do you think that there's another personality type that fits us better?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm curious.
Also, is there a better personality test?
This is, like, a big one. This is like, one of the biggest ones.
INFJ. Like, another thing that I could do is, like, there's just 16 personality types. Should we just read through all of them and see which one we relate with the most? Instead of it, like...
That's too much to read.
too much to read.
We're already hour and 17
in. No. Like, as an alternative method, instead of taking it, like...
You mean for another podcast?
No. Just for fun.
Oh.
Like, not, like, during a podcast. Just me and you. Just, like, as a way to figure out.
Maybe. I think what personality tests are supposed to do are, like, because you can read something and be like, yeah, that one's me, but then it doesn't line up with your actual actions.
Oh, yeah. So it's supposed to provide hidden insights.
Yeah, it's supposed to, like, show you hidden insights where you can't, like, rig your own answers to try to get, like,
yeah.
So I think it kind of defeats.
Like, keeping yourself in your own, like, bubble of, like, I think I'm this, but really you're this. No, but, like,
that's why I ask you more about, like, your thoughts and actions.
I think it's tough, though, because as, like, the test has proven, and as we know, we analyze a lot. We think about ourselves. Maybe we overthought those questions. Yeah, maybe.
Well, hey, it's been going for a bit. You want to do our thing of the week?
Yeah, this has been a long one. Let's do our thing of the week.
Okay.
My thing of the week is, animated series on Netflix called The Dragon Prince.
This is recommended to us on our Discord.
Yeah, and it is
it's so good.
It's so good. It has the right balance of, like, humor and, like, good story. It has the right balance of episodic versus series. You know, it's like, you know, there are little side adventures, but it's all along, like, a good path.
It's all like part of one big overarching story across the three seasons.
Good character development, good, you know, not like there's almost no flat personality types. Everyone is very
interesting.
And those are the things that we all like. So it's been fun.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm sad we're on season
I know, three. And
there's only three seasons. I want good stuff to last longer.
Well, since we haven't finished it, I mean, maybe it'll leave on, like, a cliffhanger that makes us think, like, oh, maybe there's gonna be more.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't think that it will.
No. Maybe it'll be so successful that they have to do more.
But, like, at the same time, that's dangerous. They're gonna have to have a new, like, story arc? And will that story arc be worthy of additional?
I don't know. I want more Dragon Prince.
I know. That's wish they had like had extended, had made this 5 seasons instead.
Yeah, more.
More, with more side adventures, yet still like on the same arc. Because anyways, yeah, I don't want to go into all of the animated series we've watched, but we finished Avatar: The Last Airbender, and that's sad. And then
that was a while back.
We
watched Korra,
which wasn't as good as.
You know, some parts were enjoyable. Some parts were like, eh.
But like, it's so interesting analyzing it. After we finished Korra, we found out that the Nickelodeon wouldn't fund all of the seasons at once. They had to do it one series at a time.
One season at a time.
And I can see that restriction in the storytelling.
That's why there's like the bad guy of the month.
Yeah, you know, but like I really liked Korra, but I didn't like that there wasn't a big overarching story. I didn't like that there weren't enough moments where characters could develop on little side quests and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I feel like they were unfairly restricted by their season by season funding.
I
feel like they were kind of like
it could have been better if
could have been more
if Nickelodeon had bought like a few seasons.
Yeah, that's my main trouble with it.
Yeah, which I guess maybe is one of the benefits of like it seems like Netflix shows sometimes. Maybe I'm just thinking this because they're released all at once, but it seems like more are purchased or whatever all at once, which gives the writers the ability to do these bigger overarching storylines.
Yeah.
Okay. My thing of the week is the Foamsmith 3 book. So our friends Bill and Britt from Punished Props, they've done two. Oh, you have it. Yay. They've done two Foamsmith books, and this is the third. It just came out. The third one's all about like helmets and crowns and headgear and masks and stuff. And so we have their first two. And
besides the fact that they're just awesome people
that we enjoy
and they're our friends.
Yeah. The books are super helpful. Like we haven't done many like cosplay or costume type stuff, but when we were first starting the like Wonder Woman stuff, especially the bracers, which were foam, the books were super helpful. Just like all these little techniques that you wouldn't necessarily think about. Like one of my favorites is if you want to do scratch marks, you do a very light score on the foam with a X-Acto knife, and then you heat gun it and they kind of naturally open in a way that looks so cool. But there's all these like cool little tips and tricks, and what they do with foam is magical. So if you're interested in like costumes or props or cosplay, or you want to make like a super crazy Halloween costume. Who knows if Halloween's even happening this year? I don't know. Don't think about it too much. You can still make a costume. Definitely check it out. We'll have a link. And they're awesome people to support, and you'll get like a really cool book.
And they've been working on this book for years, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know the exact time, but a long time.
Long time.
Yeah. It's sweet.
I want to read through it right now.
I know. We just got it in the mail, so we haven't had a chance to read through this one, but I've read the first two, and they're very helpful.
Very helpful. And they wrote a nice little message.
I know. They wrote us a nice note. Thanks, Brett. We love you guys.
Alrighty. That was a long podcast.
Yep.
Let us know what you think.
We're going to go eat lunch.
And we'll look forward to seeing you in the next podcast. Do I say that on the podcast?
I don't know.
Bye.
Bye.